Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Yeah, Felicia, y'all robbing me. Y'all taking my money and changing your name and stuff. But I got my company on it now. They ain't gonna keep taking my money. I don't know who authorized these transactions, but y'all done took about $500 from me. I ain't never received nothing. It's fraud. And the girl I had on the phone, she was very, very rude. Didn't want to say nothing to me, but they stealing my money.
What's your zip code?
28269. And maybe it was you. I don't know.
Last name?
Yeah, with Mason.
Verify your address.
5116 Eagle Creek Drive, Charlotte, 28269.
One moment while I pull your account.
That ain't my account. You just pulled an account. I ain't authorized that stuff. But my bank on it now. Y'all been changing your name. And then when they send me a new credit card, y'all change. They changed the name of the card and saying other stuff. But my bank on it now. I got a guy checking it through the ruler to the tutor. They're not going to steal my money no more.
Your bank has issued you a new card?
Yep.
Okay. Let's take a look at the account for you.
Yeah, they won't be able to get it no more.
Okay, so it looks like you went online and placed the order for a dash cam.
Ma'am, I didn't do that.
You didn't place the order for the dash cam?
No, ma'am.
Were you
no,
paid
ma'am.
Just the shipping cost up front?
No, ma'am. I have no recollection of none of this, ma'am. And a dash cam. Why would a dash cam keep being charged so much like that? If I did do that, why would they keep charging? I didn't do it, but why would they keep charging $67 and $40 something a month? And then
it looks
they keep
like you
changing
have a monthly membership.
Membership for what? What are they doing with a membership?
They send you out a shopping voucher and it's valued at $125.
Oh, ma'am. No, ma'am. I ain't never received none of that to my house.
Well, I'm checking over the account now, Mr. Mason. It looks like who you previously spoke with have already canceled your account. So there will be no further activity onto your account moving forward and no further charges. You're more than welcome to call back with your bank on the line with you regarding your account. And we can certainly try and get this rectified for you, Mr. Mason.
Yes, I'm going to do that, ma'am, because like I said, that's just how. Why would they keep check? Why would they check? When they had one name, they take the money out. They see what they did in June. They had a different name when they took the money out in August. Why they keep switching the name, taking the money? This is a subscribed account, and this is a legit business. Why they keep switching the name like that? Like the bank guy said, this company slick. They keep changing their name and taking the money, and then they said it was a one-time. He said whoever done it, it was a one-time fee, and then they turn into a subscription. That's
okay, now
why
we're
they keep
our
the
call
money.
Center. We handle over 400 different companies, so we're not the company that you order from. But I will go ahead and get everything notated and forwarded over to the company. And as I mentioned, call your bank and have them to call back with you so that we can try and get this taken care of for you, okay, Mr. Mason?
Yeah, you heard him get me off the phone because you like, ain't you, but yeah, bye.
Have a great day. Thanks for calling customer care.
I ain't had no